Blog Talk Radio.
It's a new thing that's sweeping the land when you don't know which way to go. The answer is Jesus and Elevation Radio.
God bless you. This is Elevation Radio, and I'm your host, Pastor Steve, the Music Man Turner. We thank you for taking the journey with us. This is the program that spotlights positive people doing positive work while serving a positive God whose name is Jesus. This program is dedicated to God, Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah, Jireh. It is in memory of my lovely wife, First Lady Leora Queen Turner. This is an Elevation Radio moment of inspiration, and so just it's a matter of miracles. Can God do a miracle? And so I have to say that Acts 10, 11, and 12, Paul is so empowered to do miracles that even the inanimate objects that he touches is able to perform a miracle. And so, and it kind of tells you that when God is in something, when God is saturated, when God is performing in it, then strange things, unusual things, blessings can actually happen. When you look at your life, your life is a miracle. Look how God has brought you through. Look how God has delivered you out of circumstances and issues and bad situations and setups. And he has performed the impossible in your life. So I couldn't believe in miracles, I tell you. And so even technology, when the idea comes from God to man to perform a technological miracle, that's what it is. It's just a miracle. We would never have suspected that automobiles drive themselves. We could never suspect that computers would be able to house all of this type of knowledge and produce it on demand. We didn't know that we could get MP4s, MP3s, DVDs. I mean, it's incredible. Some of the things that have been created by man, but inspired by God. All knowledge comes from God. And so when we have discovered love, which I had discovered for 17 years with my lovely wife, it was a miracle. God built her for me. And so when there's nothing like a relationship that is godly, it's just really a miracle. And every day I got up, I was just blessed to know that this wonderful woman was for me. And so the weather is a miracle. We have seasons, and it comes in a clockwork, and sometimes we have off seasons, but it's all simply a miracle. And so, you know, I just want to have you understand that there is nothing that God cannot do. There is nothing that he won't do when you are in his will, and finding the perfect will of God is important. And so don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Don't be distressed. No matter the situation, what it looks like, oh my God, God can bring you up and out of it. You will be in the right frame. If you keep your mind stayed on him, it says you keep your mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him. Not Hennessy, not drugs, not men, whose mind, you put your mind on God. And so the miracles can happen. You have to believe that you can do it. He said, I can do all things through Christ. And if you need strength today, you just got to put your mind on God. Just got to read the book, the Bible. You've got to surround yourself with positive people who will encourage you, people who will celebrate you, and people who are for you. Oh, my goodness, that's important. Having a circle of counselors, so there's a multitude of counselors, there's safety, and they can pray for you, and things positively will come out. My goodness, you must have, it's like a drama, you must have some challenges, you must have some negativity, you must have some mountains in order to be able to climb them, in order to be able to overcome objections. Must be able to dig deep. You see it every weekend on sports, NFL, they must be able to dig deep and break tackles and run down the field and try to get to the goal of scoring a touchdown. And that's what we do in life. We have to break tackles, objections, evictions, my goodness, downsizing, oh my goodness, rejection, in order to achieve the goal. Life, and the goal of life is to love God, your neighbor. Yeah. And to take as many people to heaven with you. And when God can reduce sin and reduce your anxieties and reduce your frustrations and fears, because if you transfer all to him, then you can be free. Get over the slump, and get over the treadmill, running back and forth to the same thing, and ask God to help you move beyond where you think you should be and move you to where he wants you to be. Oh, my goodness, that's exciting. That's exciting. And then your life will have purpose. The chief end of man is to praise God at all times. And so in the marketplace, you can praise God. Oh, yeah. With a smile, you can praise God. With a friendly gesture, you can be a blessing and praise God. Okay? If you're courteous, you are praising God. What we're looking at now is that God wants to work miracles for you. He wants to use you to be a blessing. And he can actually do all things through you if you will allow him to. Make yourself a sacrifice. Make yourself consecrated. I mean, consecrate yourself. Put yourself in a position to where God can ultimately use you and be proud of you. It's something positive when you see a positive person, a godly person, coming down the street or coming into your building. It's just the radiance of positivity is just awesome. And that's important to know. People should be glad to see you. Not glad to see you go. Oh, my goodness. Let me get a little music. Oh, yeah.
When peace like a river attended my way, when sorrow like sea billows roll.
Yes.
Well,
tendencies helped you overcome. Consider the ways he's made. Consider the doors he's opened. We know him to be a promise keeper and a burden bearer. We know that he is a man who cannot lie. So let's give God the praise that's due and know that it is.
Oh yeah. Is it well until the day? Go ahead, Akia. Akia, never. I don't want to the network. Out in college. Bringing us great. She's praising God. Kia Nevels from the Donna Walton Gospel Network. Oh, my goodness. This is interesting. Listen, you should have excitement, too, when you know that you are linked up with God. And if you're not linked up with God, you need Jesus in your life. You need him now, now more than ever. Okay, raise your hand right where you are and just say, God, I need you. I need you now. Help me today. And God will, he will come into your life. And open your heart and let him in. Let him in. Let him in today. Let him in so you can be a factor of faith. You can be a warrior of the gospel. You can be an ambassador of Jesus Christ. This has been another Elevation Radio 1 moment of joy. By mercy. I'm your host, Pastor Steve. Give us a call if you can at 1-855-393-3232 for Destiny Changes Deliverance Center if you want 24-hour prayer. And God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Don?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you feel?
All right.
All right. I just want to let you know that my front door is not secure. Somebody, a friend of mine, thank God, came in and dropped me some food. But she said I just pushed the door open and the door came open. I was like, what?
Did you have anything the deadbolt on?
No, I don't think the key, the red key works up top. I don't think. But it doesn't work on the bottom of it.
I'll come over this afternoon and call first, and when you're there, I'll check it out.
Okay, well, I have to be out of here by 2:15.
What time will you be back?
Probably 7:30.
All right, well, I will try to get over there before 2:15, but I don't think I can.
Okay.
But I doubt I'll be over there at 7:30.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.